Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us now from Locked On Pelicans is Jake Madison, at NolaJake on Twitter. Jake, the Pelicans, right? Five in our last six. So here comes the surge. Here they come. And Zion's going to come back. Here, we're witnessing the playoff run right here.
Yeah, but he might not fit in the rotation. I don't know, Jake. You don't want him to mess it up. What's up with that?
I'm sure, Jake, you caught the amount of sarcasm that's dripping from those comments.
But nobody to win at Utah, I'm telling you, that was impressive. You know what I'm talking about? Like a win. The win that impressed me caught my attention. What? They won at Utah? Jake, you know that's a hard place to win.
Look, if you look at their last three wins against the Washington Wizards, the Utah Jazz, and then the Los Angeles Clippers, those are all three really quality wins. The Wizards are one of the top teams in the East. Utah tends to win at home. You know, they had the best record in the league last year. They're at the top of the Western Conference, one of the couple of teams up there this season. And the Clippers, even without Kawhi Leonard, still really good. So while I hear the sarcasm there, Christian, and I agree with you, right? Let's not get ahead of ourselves and say playoff push just yet. Look, the team's playing well. There's no doubt about it. They've started to figure some things out, and I think it really comes down to Willie Green settling on the starting lineup. When you've got a guy like Devontae Graham, Josh Hart, Brandon Ingram, Herb Jones, the rookie, and then Jonas Valanciunas, he finally has just the best five guys that complement each other really well out there to start games. You're not seeing them get down 10, 13, 14, 15 points, something along those lines, to start the game, and then they need to hopefully get the bench scoring to kind of dig them out of it, which this team just doesn't have the depth to do. They're being able to stay even with some of these opposing starting units, and I think that's really paid dividends for this group. You've got toughness in Josh Hart. You've got defense in a guy like Herb Jones, scoring from Brandon Ingram, and as we saw in last night's game, Valanciunas. You get just enough three-point shooting and some playmaking for Devontae Graham. And look, I think this run really started with Willie Green figuring out that starting five.
Aside from the starting five, what else have they figured out, Jake?
You know, they've got them playing good defense, which is something that really jumped out to me over the past couple of games. It might not show in their defensive ranking and in some of the metrics, but you see this team just actually trying on that side of the ball, and I can't say we've seen that for the past two or three years here in New Orleans. You have Brandon Ingram, who's never really been an above-average defender, hustling on that side of the ball, making rotations, seemingly understanding where the ball is going to be and trying to get to places early to disrupt plays. You have Herb Jones, who is just absolutely unbelievable for a rookie to come in and do what he's doing on the defensive side of the ball. A guy that won't make an all-defensive team, but should at least be in the consideration for it, I think. It's been really impressive that Willie Green, after, you know, one season removed from the disaster that was Stan Van Gundy here, gets these guys to buy in. They hated for playing for Stan Van Gundy. They all needed just a break from the team and themselves after last season. And to kind of get over that really quickly, come in and start hustling like they are, I think has been a really good thing. And then you've seen the bench start to come alive a little bit. That was a big struggle for them for the first 10 or so games where they were just getting no bench production. And it's not great right now, but you're at least getting some production and productivity and points from a guy like Billy Hernan Gomez, who's replaced Jackson Hayes in the rotation. You're seeing Nikhil shift to maybe a better role for him off of the bench as that go-to scorer there. He's inefficient, but at least now he's not taking shots away from a guy like Valanciunas, from Brandon Ingram. And it's fine if Garrett Temple and Tomas Satoranski aren't shooting as much because you're trying to force the ball through a guy like Nikhil. And then even second-year player Kyra Lewis Jr. has come on a little bit, and you're starting to see a little bit of his play get elevated. And so that all adds up to, you know, the wins for New Orleans right now against a pretty tough schedule. And look, rest of the way, they have the easiest schedule going forward. So they've gotten through the roughest part, and it should hopefully be a little bit smoother sailing for them in the near future.
Now, Jake, two-part question I want to ask you. Like Zion now, back in the fold, like practicing, what is the target date? Does it come at home or on the road? What is your take? And then all of a sudden, you think maybe they've figured out a starting lineup, but that's without Zion. Who sits down, or do you initially bring maybe Zion off the bench, limited minutes? How do you break that all down, and what do you think the strategy might be?
You know, in terms of return to play, it's probably about 2 to 3 weeks out, I'd be willing to bet. But this is really going to be the biggest test of the season for the Pelicans as a franchise as a whole, I think, right? A lot of the friction between Zion and this organization really developed his rookie year when, after that knee injury, he came back and they had him playing on bursts, right? He wouldn't play a full allotment of minutes. He'd only be out there for 3-4 minutes at a time. And he hated that, right? And you can kind of see it in a lot of his press conferences. He wants to just kind of be unleashed and go out and play. So how they handle his return to play, I don't think there's a world in which they'll bring him off the bench and where he would be okay with something along those lines. So I think he'll play. And I wonder if they're just going to let him go all out and just do your thing, big fella, and see what he can do and let him kind of work his way back into shape. Maybe some of the medical analytics be damned in that sort of case. So I'm going to be watching that very closely. As for who gets bumped out of the starting lineup, it's a good question, right? I don't think you can remove a guy like Devontae Graham.
How about Herb Jones? Come on, Jake. How about
maybe, but you know, he's the logical one to bump out of there, right? But his defense is right. So good, and I think you need him out there against these elite scorers, right? Imagine how that game against the Utah Jazz would have gone, that first one that they won, if you didn't have Herb Jones blanketing Donovan Mitchell like a cornerback, right?
Right.
The entirety of the game, getting the ball out of his hands. That's one of the elite scorers in the league. And Herb Jones held him to, I think, 3 of 10 shooting. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but a really low percentage, just like 10 points. That's a win for New Orleans when you get that. So can you take a guy who shuts down the opponent's best scorer out of the starting lineup? And I don't think you can. So then it probably is Josh Hart who gets bumped, but I like his rebounding in there. This is one of those things where it's like a good problem to have,
right?
Almost a plethora of options. You got 6 guys for 5 spots. You've got to figure it out, but that's better than, you know, having 3 guys for 5 spots or something along those lines. A little bit too many is maybe not a bad thing given some of the history we've seen here in New Orleans. But I think you almost need to leave Herb Jones in there. He's proven to be a really useful off-ball guy offensively. His jump shot isn't there, isn't consistent, though he's working on that every single day. But if you watched him closely in that game against the Clippers last night, he scored 16 points. He only took 1 3, and it wasn't jumpers that he was hitting. This was a guy that on the weak side of the court, where the ball's away from him, realizes my defender's not paying attention to me. I'm just going to run towards the basket and then hope that my teammate will get me the ball.
Right.
You've got Josh Hart in kind of a playmaking role now. You've got Devontae Graham that can do that. We all know point Zion is a very real thing. So if you've got Herb Jones just running all over the court, uncuts, through screens, whatever, there's ways to spring that guy and make him very useful offensively, even if the three-point shot and the jump shooting isn't there. So I don't know if they can really take him out.
Right.
I think he'll end up being Josh Hart, but, you know, I love what Herb Jones has done. It's rare you see a second-round pick, the 35th overall pick in the draft, contributing like this. This is not the NFL, which is what I hear a lot of on Twitter, where second-round picks really make a difference. They're normally nothing in the NBA. So as much grief as we've given David Griffin, he deserves a lot of credit for nailing that draft pick.
Now, you know, Jake, from as far as the scoring point, when you got B.I., you got Brandon Ingram, you got Zion coming back in the fold. I mean, I've been pleased. Listen, if he just does this, he don't have to make 7 out of 7 Valanciunas from the three-point line. I mean, to me, that's enough scoring. And how you spread the wealth, even if he's making like 4 out of 7, and we would all love that. But Valanciunas, that's been a pleasant surprise. And I think he's just going to get better the more games that he plays in a Pelicans uniform.
Look, he was outstanding in last night's game. 39 points, a career high in the first half. He was 7 of 7 from 3. He looked like Steph Curry out there, right? Like, the guy could not miss, and he got the whole team fired up. You saw them going nuts on the bench for him, and it was a lot of fun. That's what they need. It's the rare center right now, and this is a significant step up in his three-point shooting. His percentage was decent last year, but he didn't even average 1 3 per game. So to go to almost averaging close to over 2.5, I think is what he's at right now, is a really impressive number. And he leads the league in three-point percentage. That's not a fake stat that I'm giving you guys here. He's shooting like 51% from three and is leading the league in qualified players right now. For a 7-foot big man, that's insane. But he can also get the ball down low, post up and score, and then get fouled and go to the free throw line and then make those free throws, which is something that's plagued New Orleans for a little bit. So he's kind of that unicorn type of big man that works really, really well next to Zion Williamson. We can get really excited about his three-point shooting in last night's game, but look, he's not going to space the court for Zion Williamson. No one is ever, when Zion Williamson has the ball on the free throw line, going to go put another big man on Jonas Valanciunas at the top of the three-point line. They're going to stick that big man under the basket for when Zion drives to try and double him and get the ball out of his hands, because Zion scores at like a 70% rate when he does that. But what Jonas is going to do to you is burn you when you do that. You right. kick him the ball and he's open for three. He's going to shoot it and he's going to make it. So the Pelicans' three-point shooting is less about spacing the court for Zion, because, again, unless a guy is hitting 7 of 7 every night, no one's going to guard him when Zion has the ball in their hands. But it's about making defenses pay. And the Pelicans, I do think, have those players that can do that. I think they need to be a little bit more consistent from three. You saw that awful three-point shooting game in the second game against the Utah Jazz, where they started 0 for 20 from three before Nikhil finally hit one late in the third quarter to go 1 of 21. That's not going to cut it. You need to make opponents pay when they give you these wide-open three-point looks, which you're going to get when Zion's out there. But Jonas is a guy that I feel very confident in being able to do that. It also does mean they probably need to start looking at the trade market to think about bringing in another shooter, just to give them a little bit more insurance in that area.
Jake Madison, good stuff as always, man. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.